Some folks down by me in these southern latitudes have been what we scofflaws call living off the grid. They work when they have to, get paid under the table, in the local parlance meaning they take only cash, and they don't report wages to the IRS or the state. I run into wealthy folks up north who do the same thing when the opportunity presents itself. Some people call this tax evasion, and it is, but these folks see it more as what any sensible Yahoo would do if he had the chance. Me and my professorial pals call this cognitive dissonance, a fancy $5 word for jamming the square peg into the round hole and proclaiming it a pretty good fit. My neighbor Jippo John hit 65 the other day. He's never paid one dime in taxes, federal, state, or local, other than sin and sales tax on his necessities. He always works under the table, takes only cash or barter, and lives pretty much hand to mouth. As far as the government is concerned, John pretty much doesn't exist. Well, at least till he showed up to sign on for Medicare. I figure, what the hell, we're going to pay for John's health care anyway. Might as well do it through Medicare as all those unpaid ER visits he has after his logging accidents. Dangerous work, logging. Probably exactly the kind of work insurance companies hate to cover. That and radio antenna repairmen and kamikaze pilots. John and I were quaffing a cold one when he got to wondering about two of my beers into the evening if maybe he could get Social Security benefits too, as long as the government was making him more comfortable in his golden years. Imagine his surprise when I sadly informed him Social Security was kind of a pension fund. Your money in, your money out. Sort of based on your taxes, John, I said, popping a third can and handing it over, something I guess John was getting too accustomed to. You mean I can't get Social Security? What the hell kind of security is that? He practically shouted, his can foaming. My can, I mean. I can't keep logging till I'm 90. Probably true, I agreed, but what I thought to myself was, karma's going to be a hard road for some of us Southenders too smart for our own good by a country mile. No doubt it would cost me plenty an additional beer to keep John through those grasshopper winters, but mostly for me to listen to the sob stories.